A five-day truce between Turkish and Kurdish forces is set to expire tomorrow, and members of Boston's Kurdish population are watching what's happening in northern Syria closely. According to the New England Kurdish Association, some 500 Kurdish families live in the region, hailing from Turkey, Syria, Iraq, and Iran. WBUR's Simone Rios reports on one family who settled in Dorchester in the late 1990s.
At his home in Dorchester's Harbor Point neighborhood, Omar Osman Omer speaks about his life before coming to the United States more than 20 years ago. Starting at the age of 19, he spent more than a decade fighting against the Iraqi government as a Peshmerga guerrilla, struggling for freedoms like the ability to speak his Kurdish language. Over the weekend, Omer sat among his children and grandchildren, his son Dilshad Osman translating.
So the ideology behind, you know, the freedom fighters, that we wanted peace, democracy, and our basic rights, you know, were violated by the Iraqi regime.
But Omer left Iraq to find democracy elsewhere. He says the Kurdish uprising was crushed by Saddam Hussein, so Omer took his family to the Kurdish part of Iran. Then the family settled in Pakistan for 9 years, before being selected for resettlement in the U.S., eventually moving to Dorchester in 1998. Living in the U.S., Omer says his family can enjoy the ideals he fought for as a member of the Peshmerga. But he says that freedom is bittersweet while the Kurds of northern Syria face a Turkish military invasion.
You know, we have that, you know, the freedom, democracy here in the United States. But, back in my country, it's still the same thing, and people are still fighting for those things. So I know, you know, the pain that my people are suffering. It's really, really hard. It's just unbearable.
The New England Kurdish Association's co-founder, Seamus Yusekaya, says of the roughly 500 families spread throughout New England, the greatest number are from Iraq, followed by Turkey, Syria, and Iran. Yusekaya says while most of the first-generation Kurds have gone directly to working, the younger generation is focused on education.
Overall, the education is very important to the first generation because they probably didn't have a chance. So therefore, they send their children, and they're very disciplined about it.
Yusekaya says patterns of Kurdish immigration have followed international conflicts, including the U.S. invasion of Iraq, and more recently, conflict in what he calls the Syrian part of Kurdistan. Yusekaya says the arrival of Kurds has grounded to a halt over the last 3 years, and points to the Trump administration's antagonism toward refugees. He says the Kurds are enjoying success here in New England, even as they watch with sadness the struggles of their brothers and sisters in the Middle East.
A Kurd is a safe anywhere but Kurdistan. If you are outside Kurdistan, you're probably more successful than inside Kurdistan because of the discrimination, because of the state terror, because of the assimilation, if you attempt to live like a Kurd.
Now Yusekaya says Kurds across New England and around the world are watching horrified as a fresh conflict unfolds in the north of Syria. Earlier this month, President Donald Trump announced he was pulling troops from the Kurdish area, leaving the allies who'd helped defeat ISIS to fend for themselves against a vastly stronger Turkish military and other Syrian militias. Many Kurds described Trump's policy as a stab in the back.
Given the history of the way that the Turkish state and the president has treated the Kurds in Turkey, that it was not going to be good, and that it was just a matter of time before Turkey was going to act. And they wasted no time, in fact, and began their offensive.
Shanam Osman is one of Omar Osman Omer's daughters. She's 27 and recently got her law degree in Boston.
I'm still proud to be an American Kurd, and I think that as with administration changes and with shifts and pendulums, that, you know, we've seen that America is an ally of the Kurds. It's just this time in history has proven otherwise.
Osman says it's heartening to hear opposition to Trump's abandonment of the Kurds from both Democrats and Republicans. And like the rest of her family, she hopes the 2020 election brings a new president and the restoration of the U.S. alliance with the Kurds. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.